Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Recently, a listener sent a copy of a transcript from Paul Harvey's radio show, The Rest of the Story. I thought you might enjoy hearing it. It's called Dirt Roads by Paul Harvey. What's mainly wrong with society today is that too many dirt roads have been paved. There's not a problem in America today. Crime, drugs, education, divorce, delinquency, that wouldn't be remedied if we just had more dirt roads, because dirt roads give character. People that live at the end of dirt roads learn early on that life's a bumpy ride, that it can jar you right down to your teeth sometimes, but it's worth it if at the end is home, a loving spouse, happy children, and a dog. We wouldn't have near the trouble with our education system if children got their exercise walking a dirt road with other children from whom they learn how to get along. There was less crime in our streets before they were paved. Criminals didn't walk two dusty miles to rob or rape if they knew they'd be welcomed by five barking dogs and a double-barrel shotgun, and there were no drive-by shootings. Our values were better when our roads were worse. People did not worship their cars more than their children, and motorists were more courteous. They didn't tailgate by riding the bumper of the guy in front. It would choke you with dust and bust your windshield with rocks. Dirt road taught patience. Dirt roads were environmentally friendly. You didn't hop in your car for a quart of milk. You walked to the barn for your milk. For your mail, you walked to the mailbox. What if it rained and the dirt road washed out? Well, that was the best part. Then you stayed home and had some family time. Roasted marshmallows and popcorn and rode on daddy's shoulders and learned how to make prettier quilts than anybody. At the end of dirt roads, you soon learned that bad words tasted like soap. Most paved roads lead to trouble. Dirt roads, more likely, led to a fishing creek or a swimming hole. At the end of a dirt road, the only time we even locked our car was in August, because if we didn't, some neighbor would fill it with too much zucchini. At the end of a dirt road, there was always extra springtime income from when city dudes would get stuck. You'd have to hitch up a team and pull them out. Usually you got a dollar, always you got a new friend at the end of a dirt road. But where I lived in Washington State before moving to Wisconsin, we had a lot of dirt roads. I know exactly what Paul Harvey was describing. I hope you enjoyed that story, The Rest of the Story by Paul Harvey. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Visit us at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.